This is Tobias Baum
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time now for this week's Cambridge Conversation, where we invite a member of the local community in to tell us their story and share a bit of positivity on a Sunday morning. And the person today who's going to be doing that for us is Jill Sutcliffe from Dramatic Moments. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Tobias.
And I say share a bit of positivity because that's what you guys are all about, really, isn't it? With the drama and the dramatic endeavours that you've been involved with for years now in Cambridge.
We just love it and we think it's wonderful for kids to get involved. It develops so many positive attributes in their life. There's nothing negative about it, in my view.
No, I mean, I can completely agree with you. Drama is a fantastic thing and something that we definitely love doing and definitely love experiencing. Tell us, how long has Dramatic Moments been in existence for?
We actually started in 2007. I was a head of drama and English at King's, and my husband, Phil, who we run it together, is a singing teacher in Cambridge. He's been at most of the major prep schools in Cambridge. We were just thinking, it would be great to do something new, and what should we do? And then the obvious thing is stick to something you know. So we decided to form Dramatic Moments.
Yep, rather than sort of open a cafe or something like that, totally random.
Yeah, that was it, because it was people advise us to stick to what you're good at, and so we thought this would be the best thing.
So it filled a bit of a gap, really, I guess, because there are sort of other groups for children, but yours is slightly different, isn't it?
Well, I think all groups like to think they're different, but we really do believe we are. What we do, basically, we started off by putting on shows in a week. The children would arrive on Monday, we'd spend 5 days working, and then we put a theatre workshop production out to the parents and friends on the Friday evening. We did the whole thing in a week. Hard work, but great fun and a tremendous number of laughs and a lot of very, very happy kids and parents.
Yeah, and this is during Easter holidays, Christmas holidays,
not
summer holidays,
Easter,
that
no,
sort of thing?
Summer holidays.
Summer and Christmas.
And then it developed to the Panto at Christmas,
right,
which is incredibly popular. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're involved in script writing as well, is that right?
I do now. Originally, we used to sort of do it by devising, but the children found that really quite hard. So what I do now is I write the full script and I tailor it so that every child is a star. I feel very strongly that all children are stars. Parents don't want to come and watch one person getting all the, you know, the kudos and the others just being the also-rans. So I literally write it so they all have the same number of lines. Be they the principal character down to the fifth peasant, they've all got the same amount to say.
Yep.
Having been a stalwart of the chorus and musical theatre productions myself,
yep. You know what that feels like.
I know what that feels like. But it is important because you can't do it without them. So yes, they're all important.
And have you found it a challenge to do that? Because artistically, maybe there might be some people who would say more or less character-wise, and you've set yourself this challenge of making it very equal. I mean, I say that because I've tried to write a few scripts myself over the years, and that is the tricky bit, isn't it?
I do try, because I know a lot of our children now, I do try to tailor it so that
they're
comfortable,
yeah,
and to their personalities. I wouldn't want any child to feel uncomfortable in what they're doing. It's very difficult. I mean, you know yourself, Tobias, if you have anything that hints of romance, the look of horror on their faces.
You mean you want me to stand next to her?
Yes. There's no way I'm going to touch her hand. But so things like that are quite difficult. But we do work and we try to make it fun. And, I mean, laughter gets through so many barriers, I always find. I find that with my teaching,
yes,
and certainly with drama.
So tell us about some of the big shows you've done over the years, Jill. What have been your favourites?
We've done Step by Step, which is where we had them starting off with they go for a little journey and they ended up in different places right across America.
Which is quite a nice storytelling device, really,
it is,
isn't it? Just lets,
yes,
you sort,
because
of
we tend
put the action
to split
in different
them
places.
Into age-related groups. So the little ones started it off and we worked our way through and we got to the final scene where they decided, really, although it sounds corny, that there's no place like home.
Cue a song?
And so they ended up back there. Yes, it's amazing how many corny cues one can find when one actually looks for it. The pantomimes are incredibly popular. I think my particular favourites have been Peter Pan, where all the pirates walked out because of the way Captain Hook treated them, and the new group of pirates were all girls pretending to be boys, and it led to quite a lot of comedy.
I
love that. I like doing things like that, which are just slightly twisted on
dealing what with the big social issues there as well too, Jill.
Oh yes, yes. So we did have quite a, you know, a laugh doing that one.
Fantastic. Now, as well as these summer and Christmas courses, you also offer weekly drama courses, don't you?
Yes.
Tell
we
us
do.
About those.
Well, we started the weekly classes about 2011, and we were looking for something that perhaps wasn't available for other drama classes in Cambridge, and we decided to work on the Trinity Musical Theatre exam. They're like the music exams where you do grade 1 up to grade 8, and we have had tremendous success. I can honestly say we have never had a failure in all the kids who've taken them. And last year we had 3 diplomas, one of which was a lad of 16 who got a distinction of diploma level,
which
is
quite
an
rare.
Incredible achievement. Mm. Yes. So again, they're split into groups. They come on a weekly basis. We start them usually quite low down the grades, 2, 3. And then as they get older, they progress right through. We've also introduced now straight drama as well as musical theatre because, as we know, a lot of people actually do have 2 left feet. It is official, I can say this, including myself. And so we do the drama now, again, through Trinity. We're examination centre for Trinity, and they come to us for the exams every year. And it's been very, very successful.
And where do your classes take place?
Well, we do 2 classes now. We've just introduced a second class over the last couple of months. Our main class is at Netherhall School on a Wednesday evening. We have 2 sessions, 5 to 7 and 6 to 8, and they cross over. So the kids all get together, all meet each other. Very good social feeling. One of the things that we've always prided ourselves on is the social side of it, so they enjoy it as although they're working as well. We don't want it to be like school, but we do expect them to work and have some respect for everybody. Our second class is now opened in Burwell, where Phil and I are based, the Mandeville Hall, and that runs on a Tuesday from 4:15 to 6:15. It's just getting off the ground. In fact, we've had a picture this week only in the Newmarket Journal.
Congratulations.
Gosh, newspaper,
fame at last.
And radio, I know.
All in 1 week.
All in 1 week. Hollywood's next. So we've got places there. If people want to find out about us, they can look up our website, which is dramaticmoments.co.uk. And we're very happy to always welcome new people. We offer a free trial session for everybody to come along. And I have to say that I think we've got more or less 100% take-up on that free trial session. So people clearly do enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And you mentioned that you were teaching, of course, in one of the schools in the city, and you've retired from that now. So is Dramatic Moments the thing that sort of keeps you busy and
yes,
fills your days now?
It certainly is. It's amazing how much time it takes up on admin, on looking up scripts, on producing stuff for the children.
I bet, yeah.
You know, and when it comes to the shows, of course, the writing, I literally lock myself away and just write solidly for a few days. I'm quite lucky in that somehow I managed to do it. But I love it as well. I must admit, I love the writing aspect of it. It's very exciting when you see people actually performing the lines you wrote. And there's nothing so satisfying as an audience laughing at your jokes.
Yes.
Because sometimes we think it's funny, but they don't.
Yeah, and it's nice when you get that feedback from the audience that they think it's funny as well.
Oh, yes, it's great. Because the children don't always get the humour. You have to be obviously very careful with the sort of humour you put out there. But inevitably, there are some which the adults appreciate. And we try to make it topical. I mean, last Christmas with the pantomime, we did Aladdin. And we had so many different variations of Brexit means Brexit and exit means exit that you know... we got a lot of by the end of the evening, but it was good fun.
Jill, it sounds fantastic. So best of luck with the new classes in Burwell.
In Burwell,
the
yes.
established classes in Cambridge, and all of your summer and Christmas holiday shows as well.
Yes, I just mentioned that we're now taking bookings for Dick Whittington at Christmas. It's going to be at King's College School on West Road from Monday the 18th of December through to the 22nd of December. And it will be great.
Sounds fantastic. Jill, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.